Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Our producer, Messy Mikey, taking a look at his friend, our producer, Jackson, here saying, dude, you might be a lot of things, but you're just not redneck enough. And Messy Mikey can't have that.
No. Jackson, someone needs to bring him down to earth. If you would humor me, where did you eat dinner last night, Jackson?
Hey, this was a big deal. My girlfriend and I were celebrating our 2-year anniversary.
Right. And where did you guys go?
We went to this restaurant called Omakase Table. It is one of the new Michelin-starred restaurants here in Atlanta.
Damn.
And it was a lovely experience and a lovely time.
Yeah. You said it was 2.5-hour dinner?
Yeah,
20 courses?
Yeah, it's a big one.
What?
It's a big one.
Damn.
I know. We didn't get out of there till like 11 last night.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I got to know, how much does a Michelin-star sushi restaurant, because you're talking about the primo cuts of fish, 20 courses cost?
So just the base meal is $2.49 a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you have to pay for drinks and gratuity and all that.
Is it like little dot food? Like it's one bite for every, 20 courses.
It's like sushi, so it's a bite of how sushi would be.
But it's like, when you say omakase, it's not like spicy tuna roll. It's the chef handcrafting. No. It's art. It's honestly art.
And if you do, like, if they have a Michelin star, then when you take that one bite, it's an explosion
right.
of flavor.
You can't go in there and go, hey, you got a Philly roll?
Yeah.
Where's the what is it called? The cream cheese. Cream cheese.
The California roll.
The California roll. Yeah, you got that?
Bring me everything deep fried.
They explicitly tell you that you're supposed to consume each piece with in 10 seconds of the chef giving it to you. And so it's like this whole like culinary experience when you go there.
This place, to your point, exactly here.
Hamburger Helper would have been fine. This is what I'm talking about. We need to put a little bit of red on Jackson's neck. So this week, I'm gonna dip his toe in the water. We're going to teach him how to drive stick shift.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Is that redneckifying?
Not really. I mean, I guess if it's, what kind of stick shift are we talking about?
Well, it's a Mazda Miata, so.
Yeah, the most redneck car on the market.
But it's a 2006, and the paint's chipped pretty good, so I think it counts.
Is this the car you drive around?
It is.
This is your regular car?
Yeah, that's my car.
I thought that car looked familiar, because that's the car my mom had.
Oh, is it?
I'm 99% sure, and I think that's the car I learned to drive stick on.
If you drive Mazda Miata, you might be a redneck.
It looks like one of those, like a cardboard refrigerator that you could just pick up and run with when you were a kid pretending you were driving a car.
I will not say because I'm shocked. Because how tall are you?
6 foot.
Yeah, so I was meeting Mikey somewhere and he walked to his car, but I didn't know it was his car. I thought he was walking past it and then he started getting in it and I wanted to be like, how are you fitting that?
After football the other day, it was tough to get down in the Miata.
I bet. And you don't know how to drive a stick?
No. I conceptually know how it works, and I've always wanted to learn, but nobody has ever been willing to let me burn out their clutch.
Yeah.
So,
Mikey, yeah. if yeah, he learns, like, of course you want like a flat space, an open parking lot, blah, blah, blah. That's the right way to do it. But you got to get this man on a hill.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Parallel parking on a hill.
That brings a new meaning to hill to die on.
Yeah. Well, it's hard on a hill.
Oh, yeah, because oh, you yeah. have to sit there. If you have to stop, so, because that's like, that's one vivid memory. I'm at a red light and I'm on a hill and you're stopped, but you have to be able to get it into that first gear quick, but you roll back a little bit. Mm-hmm. So if the person behind you gets too close, you have this fear of rolling back and hitting them. Mm-hmm. And then if you stall out on a hill, it's been nice knowing you.
I've gotten honked at a good amount of times. Whenever I got the car, I didn't know how to drive stick shift. And so I'd go out every day, like me and my friend would go out. I'd get like halfway down the street. I'd just have to give up. We'd have to push the car home. I was so frustrated. I spent $8,000 on a car I couldn't drive.
I learned how to drive a stick shift from San Diego on my way to San Francisco. I had a girlfriend at the time and we were driving up to San Francisco and she had a VW convertible Rabbit.
Ooh,
and, yeah, man.
That's another tiny car.
Dude, it was bright yellow. It was awesome. It looked like a bumblebee. And she's like, I am not driving 15 hours. You're going to have to learn how to drive. She literally taught me how to drive as I got onto the on-ramp, onto the highway is how I learned.
But the highway's the best part because once you pop that puppy in fifth gear, you just let it ride.
Yeah.
It just seemed like a lot of work. I never got the point of it.
Yeah. It's great if you have a car that you can really kind of haul ass in because you really feel like you're driving a car.
Just like a Mazda Miata.
Like a Mazda Miata. You can feel both horses in that Mazda Miata.
Man. So when and where is all this going down to Redneckify Jackson?
I say Saturday, we'll get in the Miata. We're playing only Billy Joe Shaver. We might do some dumpster diving on the way. Who knows? You never know when you're going to run across a good dumpster.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna get him. We're bringing him back down to Earth. It's time for he comes from a corporate environment. We got to get him back to the world.
So if you come in here Monday morning and you pull this off, is it politically incorrect to call you Mr. Miata?
Oh my gosh.
I'm just asking the question now.
Why don't you go ahead and throw a Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift track in there too?
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
You know, it's been a little bit of a tense week for people.
Yeah.
You know, we've had daylight savings time come around.
That's been it.
That's it. There's, you know, other stuff that's happening in the world. And there's an interesting trend that's happened because of everything that's been going on this week. And it's that there is a new... I can't call it the top app, but there's an app that jumped 100 spots in the App Store after the election that happened on Tuesday. And I'm wondering if you guys can take a gander at what you think would skyrocket after an election.
BetterHelp.
The therapy app. Good start.
I would think something financial because the market was up yesterday. So maybe people now are getting on and trying to be their own brokers. Maybe.
Good guess.
Best places to live in Canada.
Yeah, realtor.com or Zillow.
Yeah, uh-huh. Travel.com. Yeah.
Travel.com.
No, X.
X. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good one because everyone's tweeting about the election. But no, actually, it all has to do with an advertisement that people were loving during some of the election coverage. So the Calm Meditation app had this 30-second ad that would play during some of the election coverage on different news sources. And it would just be 30 seconds of silence.
It was amazing.
Say, yeah, I know. People. It just said something like, we got this ad just to give you 30 seconds of quiet. And then it would just say the Calm app. And then it would just be like, for 30 seconds.
It was literally genius because you're just, throughout the whole election coverage, you're just constantly listen to like talking heads, right? And then you're not paying attention because you're just kind of listening because, you know, everything's too close to call. And then all of a sudden you get silence. So that's what got me to look at the screen because it was just silent. And then I saw what Calm did and I was like, you're looking out for me. Thanks.
Now, if you've never heard of the Calm app, it's like a meditative app that a lot of people listen to when they need to de-stress or if they want to go to sleep. And they've even had celebrities do some readings. Like, here's an ad for Harry Styles' Calm app.
Hello. I'm Harry Styles. And tonight, I'm going to help you drift off to sleep. some soothing words and calming music.
So, Abby, this may have been
sleep story.
This may have been before you were here. But when one of these celebrities came out with their calm story, we did this on the show. Each one of us had to do. Were you here?
Mm-mm.
Okay, we have to do it again.
Okay,
because Abby's here.
All right.
But we all we all wrote a script, and we had or we wrote scripts for each other. Maybe it was what it was, and we had to read them in the calm at voice, trying to put people to sleep.
We should do it tomorrow. We all need it.
Yeah.
The country needs it clearly of calm. Yeah, they've got like Jay Shetty's on there. LeBron James has done one that I've heard. I listened to it. Well, I try to listen to it every day, but it's more like every 10 days. but they have celebrities coming in there all the time doing that. It'd be fun to do.
Mm-hmm, we'll do it again.
Okay. We'll put it on the schedule.
Is it my introvertedness that, like, me thinking of someone talking to me as I'm trying to go to sleep sounds like a nightmare? That's the last thing I want is somebody to still be talking to me.
You can just turn on that election ad. You'll just have 30 seconds of silence over and over and over
again. That's what I need.
All right, in completely different news, Barstool Sports decided to drop a diss track for one of their cast members' ex-boyfriends. If you didn't hear this news, country music star Zach Bryan was dating Brianna Chicken Fry from Barstool Sports. Apparently, the breakup just came out of nowhere. They just broke up, and then the next day he announced it on his Instagram, and she was very blindsided by that. She thought that they were going to have some time to really digest it before it went out into the public. And now it's coming out that her cast on Barstool Sports, like, absolutely hated this guy, and apparently he did some really shady stuff. And they decided to divulge it all in this diss track.
Lion Zach Bryan, I know all of this shit deep. Make your ride profile, sent to you at 6 feet. From the looks of all your tweets, I say you are the booze problem. Such an alcoholic, alcohol has a youth problem. Zach is awake, I know that he's been drinking. Head looks like a ladle, hair like Homer Simpson. This is for the women that you cheated and neglected. Music is infectious, your penis is infected. You gave out STDs.
It's not going to win a Grammy anytime soon, but it's catchy.
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
Yes. Like, I know, your voice has to be louder than the beat so we can understand what you're saying.
That helps.
But maybe they listened to it and they realized they needed to make it harder to hear. but I was all for it because of the way this D-bag has handled the breakup. Like, I'm team Chicken Fry, okay? Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's not going to make them look good.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same passion as Kendrick Lamar and Drake. Let's just say that.
<It's> beef. I don't think it'll reach those heights.
No.
And I think he's sitting back laughing at them. You know what I mean?
I would be.
Like, I don't think that accomplished what they thought it would.
I don't know. I think the record company tried to get it stopped yesterday.
Oh, yes. His diss track? His company?
Yeah, his company tried to put a cease and desist on it yesterday.
Oh, no, they should have marketed
that. Let that play everywhere. That's going to do him a wonder of favors.
No, I mean, it's weirdly good PR. All PR is good PR, mostly. But there's some really shady stuff that's come out in the diss track, and I will divulge it for you on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm not going to lie to you. I loved The Hills back in the day.
I did too.
Absolutely loved it.
I loved Laguna Beach, and then I loved The Hills. It was
quite a time. It was very reflective of our time.
It really was.
So Kristen Cavallari from that show, I was just reading an article in People magazine that she did, and she made some observations about relationships and dating that I wanted to run by you guys and hear what you thought about them, right? So she starts off and she says, for sure, no matter what, the next guy I am going to call a boyfriend is going to be...
Steven.
Oh, yes. That would be awesome. They did a podcast, I think, together for a while. She says that he is absolutely going to be my husband. Can you predict that? Like, can you settle so in and think that you got it? Like, now I know exactly what I'm looking for. I am not going to look for anything less. The next person I date, for sure, no matter what, will be the person I'm spending the rest of my life with.
No. I think it depends when you decide to define the relationship as boyfriend. Like, are you doing it 2 weeks then? Okay, then maybe that's like jumping the gun a little bit. But like, every person I know that's in a really happy relationship has always said, when you know, you know. And so if you know within 4 months, mm-hmm. and that's when you decide to call him your boyfriend, I don't think that's that crazy.
But don't you always know in the beginning of a relationship? Maybe this was just me and you're in that intoxicating period where you really don't know each other just all that great yet. Don't you, for the first couple of months, think like, oh my God, I found her or I found him.
But what I'm taking for that, that's not what she's saying. What she's saying is the next person that I actively choose to date, that's the guy who's going to be my husband.
There's a difference between someone you're just exclusively seeing for 3 months or mm-hmm. just getting to know versus sitting down and going, okay, you're my boyfriend. It's almost like you're getting promoted. And I think that with that promotion, there are some benefits and there are some more responsibilities. And there's also, you know, a corporate ladder, if you will, that you can now climb.
All of a sudden, it's like the switch flipped and the light came on and I get it. So she can like date dudes, mm-hmm. right? But the moment she chooses to make a guy her boyfriend, yep. that's going to be the dude she marries.
That's okay. what she's saying. The next that committed relationship I'm going to be in is going to be my husband. You think that's possible?
I don't know if it's possible to predict it, but I do think it's possible to manifest it because I do believe in manifestation. So I kind of took it as if she was saying like she's speaking that into her life, that the next guy that I mm-hmm. meet, that's going to be the one. That's going to be him. And she's kind of speaking it into existence, if you will.
She said she's going for a guy that's older, someone who I can really learn from. And she says someone older than my own age. So she's like putting it out there. It's going to be a little bit of an older dude. That's the guy I'm going to marry.
I do think maybe you can get enough experience with dating that you get to a point where you know exactly what you're looking for. So you'll probably waste a lot less of your time because you know that a person doesn't fit that mold quick enough.
Plus, she's got kids. So, she's got 3 kids.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She also says, and Mo and you and I will agree on this, I'm never going to do a social media relationship again.
I love that. That's a good start.
Everyone who's ever done that says the same thing when it ends. Like I follow these influencers, Jason Tardik from The Bachelor and Kat Stickler from just Instagram. And they recently had this very public breakup. And I can just tell they're like, yeah, we're never doing that again.
Mm-hmm. You and I agree on that also. I said that me and Amanda have like verbally right off the bat said, hey, we're not going to be a social media couple. We want to stay off it. And then when we veered for that one time, we got hammered for it. So we learned our lesson. And you don't even follow your girl.
No. Nope, I don't do any social media at all when it comes to my relationship. I've learned from past experiences, and I genuinely don't see the benefit. I feel like the majority of people that are on your social media are not necessarily always rooting for you. So what am I validating my relationship to them for?
Right, and you can see a comment or two that might get into your head, even though you know the truth about your own relationship. It starts to get into your head, like, what are they seeing that I'm not seeing? And I don't even know this person.
Exactly.
Right? And here's one I really wanted to run by you guys, because I haven't been really in the dating world where you get a you know, you meet through DMs and stuff like that. So she says, I am never going to meet a guy and go out with a guy again that hits me up in my DMs because it attracts the wrong type of guy. What does that mean?
I mean, maybe if a guy is active on Instagram, he might be the type of guy to be a little self-absorbed. Like, I think a lot of girls see it as a green flag for a guy to be chronically offline. Like if you don't have any social media, you don't have TikTok, a lot of girls are like, oh my God, like you don't have access to all of these women. Like this is so great. So I could see her seeing a pattern of the type of guys that would be really active on Instagram, hitting her up. And she's seen that pattern and realized, okay, those types of guys that are using this as a way to get women, they just don't align with what I'm looking for.
I also feel like it's low hanging fruit. Like it's just, that's like, sliding into a DM is the easiest, laziest thing you can do.
But how else?
Right. Yeah. Like, what else are you supposed to do if you like a woman on Instagram?
I can't tell you what to do. All I can do is tell you that's like, I feel like you got to be more creative than that.
Flash mob.
Yes.
Maybe something. A video on TikTok, a TikTok dance.
Show up at her doorstep. Unannounced. Something like that, man.
Why stop at the doorstep? Go right into the living room.
Right. You just be sitting on the couch when she gets home. I need restraining order.
Who needs DMs when you have a crowbar?
The Burt Show.
I come from a military family, and I'm very proud of that fact. And I know those of you listening who have military members in your family, I know you are very proud of that fact. So that's why this Veterans Day, which is this coming Monday, we're going to do brag on your veteran. So you can call us up right now at 404-954-1360 and leave a message telling us why your veteran deserves some recognition this Veterans Day. We're going to put all the stories together and share them on the air on Monday. So if you have a very special veteran in your life that you would love to do a special shout out for, again, that number is 404-954-1360. If you can't remember it right now, you can always go back and listen on the podcast, or you can go to theburtshow.com. We have all the information right there. But we want to make sure we give our veterans some extra love this upcoming Veterans Day.
You know what I would like to do on Monday also that would just play to my testosterone is take calls that would probably be too long for a voicemail on these amazing stories of valor that are on your family tree. Like, my great-grandfather was in World War I and he got shot in both ankles and he still marched 22 miles. Those are the ones I want to hear.
Oh, those are plentiful. What's crazy is my dad had those stories, but because of PTSD, wasn't able to share them for the longest time. But it wasn't until I got older that he was finally in a better place where he could share some of those stories. Really? And they are just incredible is not even a proper word to describe these kinds of stories.
I wanted my dad to have those kind of stories. He was in the Navy and he was a photographer, but his were always just like, yeah, so I went to the back of the ship and I took a picture. Then I went to the front of a ship and I took a picture.
Okay.
That was it. You went all the way down the ship and took the picture? Yeah, and there were like waves and the mist was in my face and I had to clean my camera lens.
If it's okay with you, I would love to share one of Pop's stories because he was left in a jungle to die.
So we
can totally kick off that segment on Monday with one of Dad's stories.
Yeah, did you have a photographer there to take a picture of it?
No, I don't have any photographic evidence, but my dad wasn't much of a liar. He was pretty much a truth teller and a funny one at that. So,
my dad was pretty much a liar, so I don't even know if he was in the movie. I have no idea.
How do you always make everything take such a dark turn?
Oh, he's great at it.
That's my life. There's my life. All right, today we call it Follow-Up Thursday. These are the days that you email us and you're like, Burt Show, you forgot to tell us about blank. And this one had everything to do about shooting your shot.
All right, Brittany had a huge crush on this guy named Mark who lived in her apartment building. And she knew almost everything about him except whether or not he had a girlfriend. So she reached out to us for help. So Tommy went above and beyond pretending to be from an Australian morning show.
I forgot that.
To get answers from Mark after he tracked him down online. So after a few questions, Mark confessed to having a crush on a woman who matched Brittany's description. But Mark was under the impression that she had a boyfriend because of a guy he always saw her with. And then Brittany confirmed that that man he saw was her brother. But now she has one thing left to do, land a date with Mark. So what's the update?
All right, what happened with Brittany? Hi, Burt Show. First of all, thank you so much for giving me the in with Mark. Yep, we are seeing each other.
Oh, hey.
It's casual.
Mm.
We're not boyfriend-girlfriend yet, but that's been okay with me. I will say that we did kind of have a bumpy start. I was absolutely racking my brain to figure out how to make it obvious to him that the guy he'd seen me with around the building was my brother. I was coming up totally blank and almost gave up. Then October hit. One of our neighbors is pretty gung-ho about Halloween and immediately put up a pumpkin out. So one day, we both happened to be walking out the door at the same time. I noticed the Halloween decor and used it as a conversation starter, asking him what his plans were for Halloween. He told me he didn't have any yet, and it immediately came to me. I told him that my brother had invited me to a Halloween party he was hosting and then casually said something like, oh, you must have seen my brother. He comes around to visit me all the time. I won't lie. I shoehorned the comment in pretty awkwardly, but Mark instantly got it. That actually was kind of smooth.
You must have seen my brother around. He comes to visit me all the time.
I swear he smiled so big. We kept the conversation going, and at the end, he went for it. He asked me to grab a drink with him.
Get it, girl.
The man knew how to take a sign. I was so excited, but that wasn't my last awkward moment, unfortunately. Now, before I tell y'all this, I want you to know that it is not my fault, and I honestly blame both you guys and Mark for what happened. The night before our first date, I was so nervous. So like any normal girl, I binged a whole wheel of
Brie cheese.
Okay. Even though eating cheese that late in the evening always gives me nightmares.
What?
And that night was no different. I had a dream that I was on our first date, but instead of Mark sitting in front of me, it was my brother.
Oh, no.
It was freakily romantic, and we even kissed at the end.
Oh, no.
Obviously, I am now scarred for life. I could not stop thinking about it on our first date, which I feel like kind of made me come off awkward. Fortunately, he didn't seem to notice, and we've been going strong ever since. I'm only just processing that nightmare. Cheers, Brittany.
Who has nightmares after eating brie cheese?
What? Is that a thing?
I guess so.
I've heard that, like, eating a heavy meal, like a steak or something like that, and you go to sleep and you...
Oh, no. Cheese gives me the weirdest dreams.
What?
Really?
Oh, my God. If I, like, wake up, I'm like, oh, yeah, I ate cheese.
Really?
Now, it's not like a bite of cheese or a slice of pizza. It's got to be, like, heavy cheese consumption, but it is the most cracked out, realistic, vivid, weird nightmare dreams you've ever seen. Yes, absolutely. I can confirm.
The only nightmare I'm experiencing after a block of cheese is what's going on the toilet later.
Yeah, the only one.
But you know, at some point you make the decision, like, I know this is going to hurt, but I don't care.
I like it too much.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, our intern Ethan here wants to know, how can he get his friends to understand that he is broke? I have assigned him some walk-up music for intern Ethan because he sounds like this dude.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate rain.
Have you ever seen the two of them in the same room together?
I have not.
No, we have not, man. All right, so what's the problem here, and why won't your friends just embrace the idea that you broke?
Okay, it's definitely a self-imposed problem.
Can't hear it, can you?
No, I can't.
You might as well just remix it at this point, bro. You got the juice.
It is an issue I put on myself. I am a big spender, but with little pockets, it's not great.
So you got champagne taste with a beer budget.
Yes, exactly. All right. It's a problem. And it used to be not so much of a problem because this summer I was working four jobs. I was getting a good amount of money. Yeah.
Wow. That speaks a lot about you, man. What were the jobs?
Let's see. There was Chick-fil-A. I had a gig at a ropes course. I was doing some work for my mom. And then I started my RA training, so that I was getting paid for
Damn,
that.
Good for you, man. That's a work ethic right there, bro.
And I was like,
now you can tour doing Chocolate Rain.
I mean, now we can buy the tour t-shirt.
That might solve my problem.
Yes, sir.
So. Okay, but so you're working hard because you want all that money. What are you spending your money on?
Honestly, a lot of food.
Yeah, a lot
of food. And then. Yeah, that was really the main issue. And then sometimes if I wanted to go out with some friends, I'd be like, yo, it's on me, y'all. I got it. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely that guy.
Okay,
so,
yeah, that guy. Yep.
But now it's like I'm working a little bit more. I have classes, internship, which I really appreciate.
You know you ain't getting no money here. Yeah.
Life experience, you just can't pay for that kind of life experience, Kristen.
But you can.
But no, I can't.
But I had to say, okay, I can't do all of these. So I wasn't loving Chick-fil-A at the time, so I was like, you know, I'm going to stop this. And then my mom, she's like, you can sit for a little bit on the work that you're doing for me. So I was like, okay, that's cool. So I'm like, all right. But the issue was my spending didn't change.
You're down two jaws, but you're still like.
Yeah. Because I'm definitely somebody like before I was like, oh, I like to save. Like, but I thought of it as, oh, this job is for saving. This job is for bills. Mm-hmm. This job is for spending.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like all of these jobs are for these two jobs are for everything. But it's not like that in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I just realized that when I looked at my bank account, I was like, whoa, a couple of sandwiches might be a little rough. But then now I'm like, okay, I gotta get my act together. But now it seems like everywhere I turn, friends are just like, Ethan, we want to go out, we want to spend money, let's paraphrasing, let's do it. Like, I had a friend, she's like, I haven't seen you in a while, let's go get Korean barbecue. And I'm like, I've never done that before, but sure. I look at the menu and then I'm like, wait a minute, this can't be right. $225 for two people. I don't have that in my budget. Like, that is the issue. But now I've become the guy who's like trying to avoid going to certain things because I'm just like, oh.
And they're kind of trained that when they go out with you, you're going to be the guy because you've been doing that for so long. Yeah, you got yourself a problem.
Yeah, you do.
Except this one line. You just say, you know what? It's not like it was before. You know, I don't have as many jobs. I can't afford this anymore. I think it's one conversation, right? It doesn't have to be complicated.
Yeah, but talking money with friends and admitting that's a tough combo to have.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
At this age, even?
Yeah, it is.
Really?
I think so.
That was always easy for me.
Hey, bro, I ain't got it.
Yep. That's pretty much it. Have you said that to these guys?
Yeah, I've said that. Like I've said, hey, man, like there was a time where it was like, yo, a Publix sandwich would bankrupt me. Like, this is a problem. So I told him that. He's like, yeah, I got you. And then next week, he's like, yo, sushi? And I'm like, no. So it's just like, they're not listening. Okay. They're not understanding.
I don't know if this is still a thing, but what I did when I was your age, I just made sure that I had overdraft protection, so I had like an extra $500.
I did that. Definitely did that.
You'd have to pay the fee, but it was totally worth it until you knew you could get the funds. I was constantly overdrafting, but I had the overdraft protection, so it was fine.
Do you have yourself a budget for weekends? Like, when you go into the weekend, how much do you know you have to spend? And I only am asking this because I vividly remember in college, I had $25. That was it. $25 to last me from Friday to Sunday.
In my mind, I'd like to say I have a budget. I don't really have a budget. I'm just like, all right, look at my bank account. And I'm like, I can work with this. And then I'll go through the weekend and it's like, I did not get groceries. And then it's like, oh, I have no money.
That's a problem.
Should we get to help out intern Ethan, a.k.a. Chocolate Rain, should we get like a legit financial expert and have them look at his stuff and come up with a budget for him?
Would you love that? I mean, that's free advice there from somebody that really knows what they're doing.
I would not love that.
Of course not. Because you'd have to live with some kind of limits.
You don't want
to
ask a professional what to do with $20. You don't want to do that.
We can use my friends over at Georgia Safe Retirement Planners. Okay. I know you're not like retirement, but they are also financial planners. Mm-hmm. And we can have them look at your stuff and come up with a budget for you.
Yes. And I think that we can't see the budget or hear until it's on the air.
Yes.
So they'll interview you on the air. Then the next day they come back and they tell you how to make your $20 last for an entire week. I love it. I love it. You need this, man.
You do.
You need this. Okay?
You need a budget, and you just admitted you're not the one to figure it out or to do it, and we got you. And it's free. It's a free consultation.
What are you nervous about, bro? We're talking about $20. Nerves in his face. $20, bro.
You're going to be all right, man.
I appreciate it.
Just say yes.
Okay, thank you.
The Burt Show.
It is a tense time for half of the country right now. And all these videos yesterday were going viral of celebrities or former celebrities just looking into the camera and just... breathing. You know which one I saw yesterday that was trending the most? You remember the dude from Blue's Clues?
Oh, yeah, Steve. I will never forgive Steve. Blue's Clues was my favorite show as a kid. And then one day, Steve, quote unquote, went to college. Right. And then we had Joe.
Wasn't it his cousin?
Like his cousin or his brother.
Yeah. Nah, get out of here, Joe.
So you got to follow Steve on TikTok because he does stuff like this all the time. And I saw one a few weeks ago where he just sat and listened and he's like, that must be really hard. And the comments were full of people like, from Abby's age up through my age, who are like, thank you for listening. Even though it's just a video, he is the voice of a generation and the one thing that can unite us all.
He's an interesting dude. I think he was in like a punk band for a while also. So now he has this video where he's just like sipping a cup of coffee and he's like, looks like he's out on some ranch somewhere in the middle of nowhere and he just takes a breath. And it is just so relaxing. So Abby came in here this morning and she was telling us about the app that has received more attention and more subscriptions than any other since the election.
Yeah, it jumped up 100 spots on the App Store ranking list. And it all has to do with a 30-second ad they had during the election coverage. If you were watching, you probably saw this ad for the Calm app where it was just 30 seconds of silence.
It was glorious.
Which is crazy because, you know, you're hearing people go back and forth and back and forth and, you know, people's blood pressures are going up because you don't know if your candidate's going to win. And then all of a sudden, you hear the Calm app. And so it jumped up on the charts and got so much attention because people were like, oh, this sounds like a good idea to listen to this.
I subscribe to the Calm app, but I use it the way that Tommy uses his subscription a lifetime.
as in you don't.
It's about once every 6 months. I try to meditate, right? And they have really interesting celebrities that also will do some meditations with you. Abby was telling us this morning that Harry Styles is on the Calm app.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Harry Styles.
I love you. Nice to meet you.
You spent tonight. I'm going to help you drift off to sleep.
I'd rather do something else.
With some soothing words and calming music.
A little Marvin Gaye?
I want dirty words.
A sleep story. Just for you.
He's done one. I've heard LeBron James do one.
There's a bunch.
Jay Shetty, who I'm a really big fan of, he's on there also. But Kristen had a great idea. This doesn't have to be for huge celebrities. It could be for us bottom-feeding celebrities.
So I asked Abby because it reminded me. We did this bit years ago and didn't know if she was here when we did it, but another celebrity had done like a Calm app story. And so we talked about it and then I issued a challenge for everybody to do their own Calm app story version. So we all came in here and we did these really soothing tones. I don't remember what we read. I think we wrote something I can't remember that part, but all I know is we all came in here and we did our best calm voice to soothe people, right? And so Bert's like, let's do it again. But Abby and I were riffing during the commercial break trying to figure out because we're all really tired. It's been a long week and we don't want to have to write something else for the show. So we're like, what can we have each other read that would be funny to read in like the Calm app voice? And I think we came up with a brilliant idea.
We think it'd be really funny for the men of the show to read excerpts from the fairy porn series that we love, A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Okay.
All right, I'm not exactly sure. I've never read a page out of it, so I'm not exactly sure why it would be calming.
So good news is, that's the thing.
It's not calming.
It's your voice. You have to make it calm.
Okay.
It's all about your voice and your cadence. However, I do have in A Court of Silver Flames, I have all the good pages dog-eared. So I
chapter 19.
routine.
No, that's going to put you to sleep. We just have him read one of the battle scenes.
But that's what you want. Yeah, you want it to put you to sleep.
No, I know. I'm saying I only dog-eared the dirty pages.
That's what I dog-eared was the dirty pages.
Yeah, I'm saying we should have him do the battle scene.
Hold, please. You guys are saving the naughty parts of the book so you can go back and read them?
Yes.
Everyone does this. Some people have full-on tabs and color-coding systems.
What?
You know, like when you study, like you see, you know, law students or medical students and they've got their textbooks and they've got the little color-coded tabs that stick out the side.
I used to do it with my Bible.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Religious people. People do that with like the ACOTAR, all the dirty books.
Okay, so question then. Because if you're a student, you are obviously putting tabs on different subjects. So what are the subjects that you might tag that are different in these books? Or can we even talk about it on the show?
Probably can't talk about a lot of it, but some people really do like read them as if they are pieces of literature. So they'll tag themes or, you know, big moments or revelations. And then some people just tag the dirty stuff.
That's what I did.
Of course you did.
But yeah, I want them to read like, well, the dirty pages get really dirty, but that wouldn't put me to sleep. Like the dirty pages don't put me to sleep. I think they should retire.
Cassie's just tired.
I'm so used to like, oh, what's that? You want to play piano? I'm tired.
Even reading about sex.
So I was like, y'all need to read an excerpt from ACOTAR. And then we were trying to think of like, okay, so we already know this and this is like, that's our bag. So Abby had a great idea for what we should read for our call map, from our call map reading.
Yes, for the men, I guess the alternative that would be equally exciting is maybe a press conference after a really hard loss for a specific
great. Playoffs.
Okay.
We talking playoffs,
right?
Practice?
Okay. Practice.
All right. So we can do this tomorrow.
Okay. So what we're going to do is Abby's going to choose an excerpt from ACOTAR for you, Mo. I'm going to do the same for you, Bert.
Okay.
And then just to reciprocate, you pick a portion of a press conference or something sporty, sports,
all
and
right.
you give it to me, and that's what we will read, and you do the same for Abby, okay?
You got it. Because it's really more not what you're saying, it's how you're saying
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Okay. So that's the thing. This is not typically, obviously, Harry Styles is going to, like, read you a bedtime story. We're not doing that. So it adds a little extra, competition.
Okay.
That you have to find, like you really have to dial in and deliver this in the most calming, soothing manner.
Ready. Okay. So we'll do that tomorrow morning.
We'll see how you do, Cassie.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.